Lesson 26, Property and Departments.
Part 1, Photo. Number 1, look at the picture marked number 1.
A.
They're scrutinizing the drawing.
B.
They're disrupting the plans.
C.
They're concentrating on the newspaper.
D.
They're buying pens in the lobby.
Part 2, Question Response. Number 2.
Where is your new office?
A. It's adjacent to the lobby. B. I moved up to a new position. C. I'm open to it.
Number 3.
Is your boss open to new ideas?
A. Yes, I like to keep the window open. B. Yes, it opens early every day. C. Yes, she always listens to my proposals.
Part 3, Short Conversation. Numbers 4 through 6 relate to the following conversation.
I hear the remodeling of the office lobby will start soon. I hope the new lobby ends up more conducive to conversation than our current lobby is.
I've spent a lot of time scrutinizing the plans for the new lobby, and I'm quite pleased. I think it will be everything you hope for.
Good. And I hope the remodeling work doesn't take too long. I'm afraid it will be disruptive to our business.
It shouldn't take more than a few weeks. It will be finished by the middle of next month.
Part 4, Talk. Questions 7 through 9 relate to the following recording.
The design of an office can contribute a great deal to employee productivity. It is important to plan your office space so that it is conducive to collaboration, yet at the same time allows staff members to concentrate on their work. Many companies opt for a design that includes several smaller offices adjacent to a lobby rather than one large one, as they find the level of activity in an open office is often disruptive to work. At the same time, it is also important to include at least one larger workroom so that staff members can work collaboratively. Such spaces would be used for meetings, teamwork on projects, and the like.